Blog Talk Radio.
Around today's subject.
and then we'll open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. Get those notepads, pens, papers, whatever you need to take your notes, laptops, desktops, tablets, whatever it is, so you can grab the rich nuggets that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, and our in-studio guests. We're looking at the pain, the process, the promise. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier picture. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we're taking a journey around the process of processing the pain. The process of processing the pain. And I am over the moon excited about today's all-star in-studio guest, because our guest is truly one of my spiritual sisters, and I mean, we have been in each other's lives forever. I don't even know how many years now. I know it's been over 20 years. I can definitely say that. It's probably been more. And I'm so excited to bring in who I affectionately know as Coach D, who is a mother, licensed ordained minister, life coach, and human resource professional from Southern California. She is the founder of MCD Community Development Corporation and MCD Network, where she has hosted a radio broadcast called, how about this, Processing the Pain, for the past 7 years. This is her first published work of literature containing the same theme. God has given Coach D a heart for people and a vulnerability that allows her to be transparent with her own life pain in hopes that it will provoke others to process their pain. Join Coach D and I as we take this journey on processing through life pain, pursue purpose, and partake in the abundance of God's promises. Let's give a virtual boardroom welcome to my beloved sister, Coach D. Are you with me?
I am with you, Coach Adams. How are you this evening?
I am fab boo, and it's so great to have you. I'm telling you, I've been so excited, and as I stated, over the moon about having you on the show, and just so truly proud of you for birthing what God placed in your heart to do by way of your book, Processing the Pain. I'm so excited to dig into that. But, of course, I know who Coach D is, but for our listening audience that may not be familiar with who you are beyond what I've shared in your brief bio, and I know there's so much more, so many other facets to who Coach D is, will you share with our listeners, if you were to say who Coach D is, who would you say she is?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. I am totally excited. I finally made it, made it with the big boy, so to say. So I am truly excited and honored to be on your show on this evening. Thank you for having me. Coach D, who is Coach D? Well, let's start with some of the basics. You pretty much covered it, Coach Adams. I am a mother. I have two boys. I have four grands, and I am a, as you said, by occupation, an HR professional. By vocation, I am a carrier of the gospel. So I have, God has given me the word of God and just break it down into practical principles unto perception. It's no longer the logos, but it is definitely the rhema. And again, it's definitely God. So I a couple of years ago, I became the CEO and founder of MCD Community Development Corp. And MCD Community Development Corp. Is a corporation that is doing transitional housing for homeless women and children. I had a heart for homeless women and children and just really felt like they needed something that could help them in that transition. It's like, how can you find stability if you're living out of your car? So that's a hard passion for me, and I'm still working the process on that. As you stated, I am a recently published author, and this was a book that was years in the making, and I'm so excited to say that it is live, that it is published, and I'm just very thankful for that. And then, of course, I have MCD Network, so which is the podcast. So I'm excited about the things that God is doing and the manifestation of his promises, but it took some processing to get to the promises of God. You know, it took some processing of the pain to figure out what purpose was in order to partake in the promises. And I'm excited. I'm partaking in the promises.
I love it, and I can feel your excitement, and I share your excitement. And, you know, I wanted to kind of open with, you know, obviously you are now a published author. Is that exciting? We talked about that. But when did you start writing?
So, actually, let me just take you back. I originally stated that this particular book was birthed in 2002. However, God reminded me of something. As a little girl, I had a notebook, and I would journal. I would write short stories. And this was before I had anything, had any knowledge of God or other than Jesus loved me, this I know. Had no personal relationship. Knew that there was a God. Didn't know anything about what God was, really. And so I was an avid reader at a very young age. I can remember my mom coming in my room at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would be sitting up under my covers with a flashlight reading, and she would tell me to go to bed. But I loved reading. I loved writing. It took me away. It took me out of this world that was so dysfunctional, and I would just love to read and write. And so life pain, I became aware of life pains, because life pains start from the time we come out of the womb. You know, they pop the child on the back end, and that's pain. And that pain is to determine if there's life. I want you to get that. That pain is to determine if there's life. And so pain, I became aware of pain at a very early age, and that pain began to bury those passions and those dreams in me, the passion to read and to write and to produce and to create. And here I am 50-something years later, and now that passion, because I began to learn how to process pain, has come to life. And so it's amazing. I'm just still in awe of how God uses our life pain to create who we are and who we are to be.
You know, and one of the things that I love, because your book is a transformational guide to healing, and I love that you say transformation is a process that exchanges pain and hardship for beauty and strength as you process from the pain, purpose, to promise. And so writing at a very young age, but pain began to happen share with us, if you will, Coach D, some key elements that you have grown in the wisdom of understanding how one would process that pain of various hurts, whatever it may be, the past traumas, rejection, whatever it is, the abuse, whatever that may be that they're struggling and dealing with, disappointment, whatever that looks like. What wisdom would you give someone in saying this is how you get beyond the pain, you processing through it to that promise?
Woo! Well, I'll tell you, this book is it only has 3 chapters. And you were mentioning some things, and I'm like, okay, she's all up in my book. But it only has 3 chapters. The chapters are the pain, the purpose, and the promise. And under each one of those chapters are sub-chapters. For example, there is a chapter in the book that speaks about legitimate and illegitimate pain. It's a chapter that speaks about betrayal, rejection, and abandonment. You know, these are all pains we all can relate to. We've all been betrayed or abandoned or rejected in our lives. And it takes them step by step. And I don't want to go into the details of the steps because I need them to get the book. But it really takes us, it's a workbook. So there is areas where you could take notes. There's areas that ask you about questions, certain questions, you know, about can you go back to the time where you first felt a certain way and how did you handle it? And so this book takes you, it's literally a step-by-step process of how we identify, acknowledge, forgive, and move past pain. It breaks it down. And we have to, and I'm just going to go, it tells us that we have to identify, we have to discover the origin of the pain. And that consists of the who and what caused it. And then the second step is acknowledge. Pinpoint the presence of the pain up to the present day, meaning the where, when, and how did it get here? How did this pain get here? And then step three is forgive. Once we've identified, acknowledged, now we must be willing to let it go or let them go. It could be a person, place, or thing, but we have to be willing to let it go even when we can't get the answers to the why. Like, we could identify the pain. We could acknowledge that the pain exists. We could even acknowledge where the pain came from. But a lot of times we will not get the why. Why did this pain happen? Why did this person do this? Why did I experience it? We may not get the why, but we have to be willing to forgive. And the last step is move. Once we identify, acknowledge, and forgive, then we can continue our journey forward. Once the previous steps are adequately completed, to walk in purpose towards promise. So it is a process. And guess what, Coach Adam? Pain is a part of life. I can process through my yesterday's pains, and I'm going to have pains today that I have to process through, and I'm going to have pains tomorrow. But another portion in the book, and I'm not going to tell it all, in chapter 2 it talks about IPG. And IPG is the intentional plan of God. And when you understand God and his intentional plan for our life from the foundation of the earth, that you will begin to understand that every pain has its purpose. And when you understand that, you begin to process through pain quicker. You don't hold on to it because you begin to understand that holding on to pain and deciding not to process it, unprocessed pain, it produces so many other things that are not healthy for us. It produces resentment and bitterness and anger and unforgiveness, all the things that hinder us from getting to promise.
Well, I tell you, Coach D, I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait to get my copy of Processing the Pain. I trust that you've given some rich nuggets that others are feeling like, oh, my gosh, how can I get the book? So tell us, for those that are listening in, how can they acquire their copy of Processing the Pain?
Okay. Well, Processing the Pain, we did do a pre-order. Sold out quickly. So starting the 25th, and I might have my dates a little bit confused, but I believe on the end of the month, it's the end of the month of March, the book will be live on Amazon. So So you could purchase that book through Amazon, and it is $19.99 on Amazon plus whatever shipping and handling charges that Amazon, charges for the book. But, yes, it will be available on Amazon by the end of the week. Like I said, I'm super excited because this has been a long process, but it is done. It's almost like I've been pregnant, if you could think about it. Especially women, we know pregnancy when you're pregnant, and the closer you get to that, the end of that third trimester, you just want it out. You know, it's like, I don't care now, just get it out of me. And so this was a long pregnancy. This was years of pregnancy. And even towards the end, it just became so grueling, and it was like anything and everything that could happened. And what it reminded me of, because I had a team that was working with me, and if you ever known to be pregnant towards the end when you're getting ready to deliver, you're waiting, you know, you have to get through a certain centimeter, 10, I think it's 10. But as you get close, even once you get there, you can't just push. And you'll often hear the doctor say, don't push, don't push yet. And it's hard because they would say, don't push, Coach D, don't push. And I'm like, no, I got to push. And they would say, don't push. And so that last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, it was very difficult not to push. I tell you, I was just like, get this out, get it out, get it out. And finally, we were able to push. Actually, believe it or not, I just got an order of books today at delivered, and so it is real. Woo-hoo! It is, the baby is there. I'm excited. The baby is cute, and I am so ready to take care of this baby now.
I love it, and yes, it is a beautiful baby. Of course, I've seen the images of the cover, and like I said, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for my autographed copy, I will have you know. I can't wait to go to my mailbox to get it. Now, I obviously, Coach D, I don't want to take anything away from what we want people to acquire the book and really get the richness that you have outlined and, you know, gone through this process of pain and processing it through to the purpose of the completion. Is there, because I know you are, and truly you are vulnerable with others and what have you, is there any particular story that is associated with processing the pain that you can give us a little taste of and help us to understand how you process some of your pain?
Yes. Well, like I said, I've always been a writer, and even in my early youth. But this book, this particular book, was actually birthed, like I said, in 2002. In 2002, I had returned back to California, and I found myself being a single mother of a newborn, 2 months old, and I came back, and I had a lot of pain. That return came with a lot of pain. And I can remember just really thinking, because, you know, it's so easy when we're going through pain to look for other people to blame. You know, this person did this, this person didn't do that, this person would have only did this. And so we began to blame. And I'm going to be very transparent. You know, I was going through a separation and just really in a lot of pain. And so my journey to process that pain began, and I didn't know. I had no clue that this process that God was taking me through would turn out to be a book, less known a podcast. But in 2002, he began to take me through the journey of processing the pain, and Coach Adams, you know, you've seen firsthand. We have some inside jokes about you don't love me.
Yes.
So I was really going through. I was ugly and I was angry, and I didn't have no problem telling people how angry I was. And God began to do a work in me. He began to deal. And he began to take me through this journey, and it was a very painful journey, but it was so profound. I mean, it really did change my life because I thought he was going to help me look at everybody that had done me wrong, you know, that song. But he helped me to look at me. And he took me from being a victim to being a victor. And so he began to show me that I wasn't a victim. And in most cases, the pain that we experience in life, we really aren't victims. A lot of that pain, we've literally okayed it. You know, we made it okay for that pain to exist. And so he began to show me that, and he began to take me through the various stages of processing it. And so those stages, the whole book is based on those stages, the identifying and acknowledging and forgiving and moving. Though, you know, that is the base stage of it. And so when you begin to do that on each pain, if you begin to take those steps, God will meet you where you're at, and he will begin to show you. But you got to be willing. You got to be open. You have to get to a point where you no longer want to be a victim. I often talk about the woman with the issue of blood. You know, she had to identify. She had to acknowledge this pain she was going through had been going on for years. She was in a culture that considered her unclean. She was sick and tired of being sick and tired. She probably had lost her friends. You know, just all the dynamics surrounding, and she had to be willing to die in order to live. What you mean? She had to go through the crowds of all these people who had already talked about her, who already, you know, ostracized her. She had to go through all of she had to be willing to go through that pain to get to her promise. Yes. And when she got to her promise, it created, she was whole, she was healed. And so how bad do you want to be healed? How bad do you want to be whole? How bad do you really don't want to continue to hold on to past pain? Because when you get to that point, then you're going to be ready to process it. And as you process it, it's going to push you closer to purpose. That's a whole nother show, Coach Adams, but it pushes you towards purpose. And I have been able to identify that purpose is not a thing. It's not, my purpose is not to be a mother or a wife or an employer. But the purpose is Jesus. He is the purpose.
Yes.
The gifts and talents is what he gives us to tell others about the purpose. And in Matthew 25, it tells us, you know, his command was go out into all the nations and tell them about the gospel. So he is the purpose. So as we process through the promises, it pushes us to the purpose. He is that purpose. And when we begin to understand and know who the purpose is in our life and realize that he is the purpose, this life ain't even about us. And when we begin to realize that it ain't about me, that it's something greater that it's about, and we begin to understand and meet purpose, that's when we begin to experience the promises. And those promises of God are yes and amen.
So true, Coach D. I mean, I'm telling you, you are dropping some rich nuggets. And, you know, when I think about what you just shared, that it's not about us, I remember my awakening of that moment, because I'm an only child, you know, and so everything, you know, really circled around the only child, you know, the princess of the home, little apple of daddy's eye, mommy's, you know, just everything. And I remember being introduced to The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and out of the gates, and this connects with what you were talking about, he says, it's not about you. My little tiara got shaken, and I'm like, what? It's always been about me. But you're so right that everything is about this higher call of purpose. It's beyond our little zone of, you know, me, I, you know, that self-centered nature, but it's a greater call. And as you mentioned, that greater call that God has on our lives is about Jesus. I so appreciate all of what you have shared, Coach D. Again, such great richness. And I thank you for being transparent and vulnerable around your story. You know, any additional insight that you would like to share with our listening audience, our global listening audience? Because someone listening in, guess what, Coach D, they're processing some pain. They're processing some disappointment. They're processing some trauma. They're processing some rejection. They're processing some stuff. You know, as my bishop always says, everybody has a thing. And so what would be a little insight that you would like to give them, just a rich nugget that you would say to encourage them as you've already processed pain in where they may be on their journey today? Any thoughts?
I think what I would, I think it's more of a challenge, because I would really challenge people to identify the pain, really. You know, where did it come from? And then begin to just do the proper steps. And I know a lot of times you're in pain. Let's talk about pain of a death of a loved one. That's pain. I mean, pain, yeah. That, you know, that's a pain, that's reoccurring pain, because every time we lose a loved one, you know, we could still go through some of that pain. I think this is what I would do to encourage. My encouragement would be this. Guess what? Pain is inevitable. As long as you're in this flesh, you're going to experience pain.
Mm-hmm.
You will experience pain. There's no way around it. The Word of God tells us that, you know, trials and tribulations will come. But then he said he overcame the world. So pain is going to come. But know that it's only for a season. The pain is only meant to be for a season. Pain was never meant for us to hold on to. It was never meant for us to marry. We're not supposed to marry pain. We're supposed to receive the pain, process the pain, and learn from the pain. So once you process it, you learn something. I guarantee you, every pain you went through, if you process through it, I don't care. You could take 10 people from 10 different cultures, and if you ask them, this pain happened, you process through it, they're going to tell you about a lesson they learned out of it. A lot of times we don't even know we're capable of processing pain. We don't know that we're capable.
Okay.
We have to be careful. Yeah. You know, so I just think that would be it. Pain is going to come. It's going to happen. It's going to be continuous. But we have to learn how to process it. We have to learn how
you
to
know,
process
I love
it. We have to learn how to let it go.
No, you are so right. And what I love is your reference, of course, in your book summary around, you know, the illustration of a coal becomes a diamond and a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. We can see that. We can relate to that. But neither happens without a process. Each have to go through a process to get on the other side. They don't just stay there. But there's some difficulty that happens along the way. Like you were mentioning, birthing a child. You know, I think about it. Of course, I don't have any natural children, but you have given birth. I know for a fact, if the woman, when it's time to push, during that difficult pain, that process, if she does not push, Coach D, what would happen?
If she doesn't push, it ain't coming out.
And not only would that potentially jeopardize her life, but it would jeopardize the baby's life. So we have to go through that process of that pain for, as you mentioned, for the promise on the other side. Because, of course, you know, my nephew, oh, my gosh, he's an adult now. But, you know, on the other side of all this pain and delivery, when they put the little bundle in your arms, what happens?
It takes, you know what, you don't even remember the pain.
Don't even remember the pain. And yet it was excruciating. I mean, I've been told that some women, they, it's, you know, on the verge of death. My mom let me know, whew, you took me through it. Because I didn't want to come out. I knew what the world was going to be like. And just like, no, I don't want to go. But thank God for her pushing through the pain.
Yeah.
You know, I think, Coach D, this would be a great opportunity for us to allow the listening audience to chime in, see if we have any questions at this time for you, any, you know, richness of comments. We would love to know. We're going to come to you, our global listening audience, and this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We want to give you the opportunity to interact with our Coach D. Again, I know you said the date was, you didn't have it right in front of you, but at the end of the month, they can order on Amazon. Can they get the book directly from you at any stage? Is there a website or any additional information that you would like to share, Coach D?
Actually, we did the pre-sales where they could have went through the website. We are no longer doing that, so the book can be purchased currently. It will be able by the end of the week, basically the 27th. I think that's Saturday. Saturday the 27th, it will go live, and they'll be able to purchase it via Amazon. Eventually, I may get back to them being able to purchase it through the website, but right now, I don't think it could get any better than going through Amazon because they'll get the book a lot quicker. You know, I actually have self-published. That's a whole nother show, but it came with a lot of interesting things. But definitely I self-published through Amazon, and if they order it on Amazon, they could get the book within 2 days versus ordering it through our website, where it could take anywhere from 10 to 12 business days.
I love that. So you're going to have to wait on the edge of your seat, mark your calendar to go to Amazon to acquire your copy at the end of the month of Processing the Pain. Coach D, we do have a caller. I'm going to transition our caller in. Area code 310-2567. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach D in Processing the Pain. What's your question or comment?
Good evening, ladies, Coach Adams and Coach D. I'm appreciating this information around processing the pain. I do have a question for Coach D. There's a saying that goes, misery loves company. So does your book address, and I'm not trying to give too much away in your book if it's there, but can you address some of the triggers, or can you help me identify some things around people that might be in pain, so I know what to look out for when I'm dealing with people day to day? Are there signs or triggers that I should be aware of?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. The funny thing about pain is it has a lot of relatives. Some of the things, normally anger is a really big point. You know, you see angry people and we think, oh, they're just mean, they're angry. I guarantee you behind that anger is pain. So anger is a first cousin of pain. Pride is another relative of pain. Bitterness, a relative of pain. And generally when you see the anger and the bitterness and pride and those kind of things, it's always associated with some type of pain. And pain, and unprocessed pain produces these things. And the book talks about that. It tells you the relatives of pain, you know, what you can look for. And so definitely those are some of the things you can look for. The first thing I put on the top of the list is anger. If you see somebody that has a lot of anger, it's because they have a lot of pain.
Thank you for that. They say anger is one letter shy of danger. So that is good. That's powerful. Thank you so much, and I look forward to my copy of the book. Looking forward to reading it. Thank you, ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. I ask that you hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. And wow, that was a really great question, Coach D.
Yes,
I didn't even think about, you know, yeah, because, you know, we hear that term so frequently, misery loves company. But, yeah, how do I identify those that may come into my space and they miserable and they trying to drag me down with them?
Yeah,
I love
that was a really good question. A very good question, because a lot of times we don't identify things as pain. We identify them, you know, oh, that's an angry person, or, you know, this is a, you know, even unforgiveness. You know, if you have somebody that don't know how to apologize, that don't know how to repent, it's generally leading back to pain. And so those are some key things you can look for. Even, you know, you think in the single, you're single. I'm talking to the singles out there as well. You know, when you begin to start dating and you're, you know, looking to potentially find that mate, those are some of the things you want to look for, because when you start seeing those things, you're saying, you have to realize you can't look at the person and say, oh, he's just an angry person, or she's just a bitter woman. You got to really ask, if you're willing to, you know, see beyond the anger and the bitterness, and you have to start looking, where does that pain, what is this pain, you know? And sometimes when you could begin to see his pain, God sees that in us. That's why his love is so unconditional, because he sees all of the foolishness that he knows that it, the core of it is pain. And pain doesn't make
Absolutely.
A person. When you look at it like that, pain doesn't make someone a bad person. But the consequences of pain do. You know, when you see somebody angry, that's resentful, that's bitter, that's, you know, just going around hurting other people, hurt people. But that hurt came from pain. So when you are able to identify that, you no longer even look at people who hurt you. You start looking at them differently. You're not looking at them, well, I don't want to deal with that person. I don't like that person, so they hurt me. You don't even look at them like that no more, because guess what? You start to understand that it has little or nothing to do with you, that it has to do with their own pain.
You know, what I love about what you just shared, it is so important to identify that it has to do with their own pain. We've got to get to the root cause of a situation. That, like you said, the anger, that's just the manifestation on the outside. But there is something at the core. We have to take the time to seek first to understand. One of my favorite principles from Stephen Covey, seek first to understand, then to be understood. But we're so busy trying to be understood and what have you, and we say, oh, that's just them. They just got a nasty attitude. They're just angry, blah, 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 blah. But there's always something at the core, and we have to get to that. So I appreciate you sharing that. I do want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open, and you're welcome to engage with us. You just had a great question. We would love to hear your thoughts if you have a question or comment around what we're discussing on processing the pain, the process of processing the pain. Again, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number, again, is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and this is a safe space, and we invite the interaction. Coach D, I would love to hear from you around, once I identify my pain, I know you shared with us some nuggets of, you know, processing the pain, and again, we don't want to give too much. We support you in keeping the richness for the book, and they have to acquire the book. But as it relates, you mentioned that this book process for you, it was quite a journey. What kept you holding on and pressing through to the promise, if that's something that you can share with us? And we do have another caller, so would you like to pause there, take the caller, or answer that and come to the caller?
I think let's pause there and take the caller.
You got it. Let's do it. So area code 972-3517. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach D on Processing the Pain.
Well, I love that you say you are live, and because you two ladies are on fire tonight with this topic. And I'm just wanting to just give this comment, and I do have a question, but the comment is that your book is so inspiring, season and on time with what God is speaking to the industry. end-time prophets today. At the beginning of the year, I gave a message, and God gave me the message to speak to the people moving from pain to power, that was coming out of all that pain we had in 2020 and moving into a powerful place in 2021. According to his grace, he would give us power over the pain that we had been walking through. So the grace God is giving many, and your book is so in time. I was listening to the beginning, and when you just name all those different purposes that we have, pain. So now I congratulate you on the book, and I know it will change many lives. So my question to you is, you name a lot of different little nuggets there of what comes out of pain. My question to you is, do you believe all of these little nuggets that came out of where the pain is rooted from, does it cause that one that's suffering in that pain to have toxic relationships with others?
Oh, Jesus, woman of God, you got me. I'm ready to take. I'm ready to take flight. I am so ready to run. I am so.
Awesome.
I'm trying to be still and stay close. It's, you know, stay close to my microphone. But I am so ready. I'm ready to bounce off the walls because of the prophetic words you just spoke. Oh, my God, when you said that, you know, yes, absolutely. Let me tell you, one of my things, everybody got their thing that they struggle with. I don't struggle with it anymore, glory to God. But when I started this journey, my struggle was failed relationships. And God started dealing with me. So a lot of the processing of the pain was I had to have some alone time. I had to start liking Denise again. I never liked her. I didn't even know who she was. And so he isolated me, and he began to show me who I was and, you know, who he created me to be. And as I started liking me again and spending time with me, I'm okay being by myself. And before, I wasn't okay being by myself. So I was – this is the analogy he gave me. The analogy was, Denise, you want an apple – but you keep going to the orange tree, you get an orange, and then you want to make the orange an apple. But an orange could only be an orange. He said they both are fruit. They both have nutritional value, but they're very different in texture and taste. If you want an apple, Denise, then go to the apple tree. But stop going to the orange tree and get mad at the orange because it's not an apple. Ooh, Jesus. And it speaks about that in the book, but that was so life changing for me. And when I tell you I am at peace where I'm at, I'm at peace in my singleness because I had to spend, I've used the last several years working on trying to get me right, trying to understand who I am, trying to process through the pain. Because if I don't process through that pain, I'm going to attach myself to another human being and inflict them with pain. Well, I have no other choice but to. But if I process that pain, then when I connect, when God sends my purpose, or let's say when he sends what he's purpose for me, then I'm going to be ready. I won't have the residue in the baggage of my past because I know they're walking it now. It doesn't mean pain won't come. But now when pain comes, I'm not holding on to it. Let's process through it. Let's walk through it. Let's identify it. You know, let's go through the whole process, so when it comes, I'm good. I'm ready to process through it and move on to the next journey.
Caller, does that answer your question?
That does, because you didn't use the word, Coach D, saying that you had toxic behavior, but you did say you were another person with the pain that you were enduring.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that toxicity became a part of all of that pain and the bitterness and the anger that you were feeling, and you didn't realize that you were injuring someone else. But I am so grateful for your testimony and for your transparency. That's incredibly awesome for the listeners to begin to bring forth the metamorphosis and the transformation that needs to take place in their lives.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And hopefully you'll get you a copy of Processing the Pain.
I definitely will.
Thank you so much, caller. So value you being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Wow, Coach D, another great question. You know, it's interesting, as we were having the dialogue with our caller, I was sitting here thinking, you know, how does one deal with pain that resurfaces?
If pain resurfaces, you have to remind yourself, go back, you know, you're going to backtrack to the steps, because somewhere, if it's resurfacing, you didn't properly process it. And so, I've had some pains that have resurfaced, but I didn't properly process them. And sometimes what we'll do is start this process. It's like a diet. You know, have you ever been on a diet and you start the diet and you get, you know, you lose 5 pounds and you think, oh, I lost 5 pounds, and then you lose focus and you start back the same old
habit. Now you better stop driving up and down my street now. Stop it.
You know, so it's the same thing with pain. Sometimes if you really are processing through pain, guess what? Just like I talked about the lady with the issue of blood, the woman with the issue of blood, she had to go through some pain to get to her healing. And so I say that to say that sometimes when we're processing through certain pains in our lives, it gets unbearable, you know, that because you have to re-deal with some stuff. And sometimes it exposes you. Sometimes it, you know, that's where I talk about in the book, legitimate and illegitimate pain. So legitimate pain is the pain we experience through birth. You know, a woman experienced a pain during birth, unbearable pain, but it's legitimate. How you know when it's legitimate pain is when the pain produces something positive. But illegitimate pain is stuff that we do that just wasn't even worth it, you know? And we do, like, going out and you know your income is, you know your monthly income after taxes, bring home, is $1,000 a month, and you go out and get a car note that's $800. That's illegitimate pain.
Mm-hmm.
You get? So we have to be able to identify, is this an illegitimate pain or is this legitimate pain? And then, you know, begin to process through it. And some of it just keep, because of pains of our past, our culture, our influence, our authority, we continue to keep doing the same thing. That relationship. You know, why is it that they say, for example, that, and I'm just going to use women because men do too, get into abusive relationships, and they go from one abusive relationship to the next abusive relationship to the next abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they haven't processed through the pain. There's something that's causing them to make their choices. And until they identify what that something is, then they're going to continue to just redundantly do this. You know, it's habit. This is what I do. It's habit. And until they understand that there is a pain, an unspoken pain that they're not dealing with, they're going to keep going through it. And then when they get through it, how many of us have learned through our pain and have become, you know, our testimony has changed other people's lives, because once we have gotten through it and we actually recognize it, you know, Revelations talk about, you know, I think it's Revelations 12:11, I think it is, and it talks about they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, by the words of their testimony, and they loved themselves even unto death. What that means to me, or the revelation I got in that, is that, first of all, that's where my transparency comes from. I have to be transparent, because my testimony is not mine, it's God. And so I have to be transparent enough to share what I had to go through and the pain that I had to overcome, because in doing so, there's somebody else that's going through, and they need to hear that. They need to know that there is hope and that they could get through it. And so if we're not transparent and we're not willing to die to ourselves in order for somebody else to live, even if it's our own selves, then, you know, then what are we doing? And so many I found, and you know, I found in the body that is so many of us hurting, and so many of us in pain, and so many of us that's hiding. And one of the things I feel like is that you have to expose the devil. You have to expose him. And when we are not willing to be transparent about what God has brought us through, then we're not giving God, then we're really not giving God the glory, and we have to give God the glory. Our testimony is important, not just for us, but for the next person.
So true. And you know what I love, Coach D, about what you shared, and you shared this really at the top of the hour. You said it's so important to identify our pain, you know, to locate where am I. You know, I often use the illustration of a navigation system. You know, I get in the car, I put in where I want to go, and the little arrow is sitting there waiting for me to move. It's saying, okay, I want to take you there, but you need to get in motion. And that getting in motion is about locating, identifying where I am. What is this pain that I need to process through? You know, Coach D, it is amazing how quickly time flies. We could really do another part of this because this is such a rich subject. Again, share with our audience how they can get in touch with you, acquire the book, and any final nugget.
Okay, well, the book is on Amazon. The end of the week, that book will be live. On Amazon, it is Processing the Pain, and the author is Gwethlyn D. If you just look up Gwethlyn D, Processing the Pain, and that book will be available on Amazon. My website is www.mcdnetwork.org. That's mcdnetwork.org. You can go on the website and find out various information. The book, we are not currently selling on the website, but eventually we will be selling the book as well as other products. We have T-shirts and just different things that will speak to your journey of processing the pain. So, yes, you can reach me on the website. You can reach me through social media on it is Processing the Pain. I believe it's Processing the Pain on Facebook, and then on Instagram is My Coach D. So I'm on the various platforms. Those are ways also to reach me.
Wonderful. And as we wrap up today, and thank you again so much for sharing with us here on Motivational Mondays, this process of processing the pain and allowing us to, you know, be a platform for you to also introduce your new book project. I am so proud of you. And again, I'm so grateful and humbled that you said yes to joining us here on Motivational Mondays. Is there a final nugget that you would like to leave our global listening audience with as we prepare to close out today's installment?
Yes, the final nugget would be process the pain, pursue purpose in order to partake in God's promises.
Oh, I love that, Coach. What a great way to close out. Well, our global listening audience, I thank you again so much for listening in. I want you to know that this processing of your pain, as you process through it and hold on to whatever the promises that God has promised you that you're waiting for, hold on to those promises, but know that like that little caterpillar, in order for it to become the butterfly, there's a transformation that has to happen. So we have to process through and give the time that's needed for that transformation to happen. For those of you that are regular listeners of Coach Adams here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you, you know that you can reach me through my website at coachadams.com. Or you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to hear about the host a full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer you. We thank you for tuning in. Join us on next week. We have more rich empowerment and insight to share with you to assist you in jumpstarting your week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.